You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala, moved from Wednesday to today, so we can have more time with her. Hello, Aditi.
Hi. How are you? Is this February 26th or March 26th?
February. This is right around the corner.
So it's when the scouting combine is. I feel like you purposely plan your parties when you know I'm out of town.
Well, we didn't purposely plan it this day.
It's not a PNC party. This is above our pay grade. This is like getting mad at Eddie Faulkner for a Mike Tomlin problem.
You know what? Eddie Faulkner is a good man, and we played his team in flag football last night.
And?
We won 31-12. His team showed great effort and hustle.
Is Eddie going to coach more than just flag football this upcoming season?
Why would he not?
I don't know. I mean, contracts expire, things like that. The Steelers are pretty hush-hush on those things.
I think that if there were a change, we would know about a change.
Gotcha. Did your husband get you a Valentine's Day gift yet?
I think that my children are meant to be my gifts in perpetuity for every single holiday ever created by Hallmark.
I mean, that's a little lazy by your husband there. You're saying every holiday. He can still try.
I mean, isn't that the sort of thing that you should take up with him as opposed to me?
We don't do a weekly spot with your husband.
That's true.
If we did,
I'd put him
husband
under the broiler. I would, Aditi. I would say, what are you doing, man? Don't just say, look, two children.
I mean, of all the people that we could be attacking right now, maybe that's not where we should go.
Maybe we have one that's a little more up
there. Wait a minute. We're not attacking. I asked you a fairly innocuous question on Valentine's Day. You're married. Did you get a present? I wasn't meant to be an inquisition.
No, I didn't. I have to be perfectly honest, though, that I don't really expect one because Valentine's Day feels very much like a...
It's not a gift card. It's a Hallmark holiday. You're right to call it that.
Did you get him something?
Which is what I called it.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
No.
Okay, well then I guess it's fair then. I guess
we're not really. I mean, is that a really big deal in your household?
No, it's not a big deal. I did get Amanda flowers and Stella flowers.
I got Alex one of the boys having quasi norovirus today for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Well, I didn't get that, so
that's
I will say that
keeps
that
on
is
giving.
Definitely
that's
up a, one on you.
It's like the jelly of the month club, Aditi. That gift keeps on giving for at least 24 hours.
A reference to a horrible movie, Christmas Vacation, by the way.
Shut up, pony. Come on,
Aditi. Aditi, by the way, like, we'll get into real football stuff, but what's the deal with Dulac in these chats acting like he doesn't know who you are? I'm very confused by this behavior from him. Like, you obviously sat next to each other and were in scrums and were around each other at the Steelers. I mean, that I'm sure you exchanged pleasantries at some point. Like, I don't understand that, why he would just say who.
I mean, all I can say is that I was in the Steelers media room on essentially a weekly basis for 10 years when I was a correspondent at the NFL Network, which, as you know, is a national cable channel.
Yes.
Well, no, that's your words, not mine. You know what? All I can say is that I really appreciate that the two of you are confident men who are so secure in your masculinity. And I really appreciate that neither of you is the type of man when confronted with perhaps a challenge to something you've heard or to your opinions, Pony, feel the need to repeatedly diminish or demean a person who's challenging you.
What was your reaction when you saw the Trevor Lawrence report yesterday morning?
That it was bunk, and I told you that, but yeah. You know what?
But it does make sense for Omar to call teams about quarterbacks because they don't have one.
I mean, you
should.
Skylar Thompson under contract. You would expect that every general manager worth his and maybe one day in the future her salt will call anybody and everybody about anything.
Yes.
I mean, if you are doing your job, you are calling about people that you don't expect to be available because you have no idea if you'll be surprised. So in that sense, okay. But again, as I actually texted you this yesterday, the Jets don't even have a general manager.
Well,
there is nobody that is currently authorized to even be having those conversations.
Right. The only thing I got back on that was, is it possible that this was relaying a story that happened before the GM there got fired? That the conversation was had with the previous GM and not someone who's currently there because... In defense of
it's not worth anything at this moment to share it now because a previous negotiation or previous conversation
I disagree with you on that. It wouldn't be worth anything to Jacksonville because Jacksonville's leadership is different. It would be worth something to us because it would show exactly what you just said, that the Steelers are looking around and doing their due diligence and doing their homework on other quarterbacks.
Have we ever questioned that? Have we ever said that Omar Khan is unwilling to do the job of a general manager? Of course we haven't said that. Omar Khan has never shown us anything that would even imply or suggest that he's just complacent and isn't doing that. If anything, in the time that he's been in charge, he showed a penchant for being a bit more aggressive, a bit more assertive than the previous regime.
I would agree with that. So by that logic, you would have expected, even if we don't have a report, you would think that they probably called the Rams about Matthew Stafford in the last few weeks.
Why not? I mean, you're supposed to be taking the temperature on everything you can. Now, that will obviously kick in the high gear 2 weeks from now or a week plus from now when I'm in Indianapolis and you guys are drinking it up exactly at the Rivers Casino. But so we'll know a little bit more then. But look... You know, I've covered the Bucs. I've spent time with Liam Cohen. I know that Trevor Lawrence was a big part of Liam Cohen finding that job really attractive, that he feels strongly about how he thinks that he can help him. There are some offensive pieces there. We could quibble about whether Trent Baalke overpaid them or not, but there are indeed offensive pieces there. One of them is a superstar in Brian Thomas. So great. Hopefully the Steelers and any team, if you're a Steelers fan, hopefully the Steelers are calling on anybody and everybody.
Duval.
That was a bit awkward, wasn't it?
A bit. I'd like to see what you would think is very awkward if you called that
trying to be diplomatic. Look, you try. You
Didi, that's
you,
like
you
that's like
your
a level
best
of
to get me to punch down earlier. I refused to do that. Now you want me to sit here and like call out a brand new head coach, and I have to avoid that. This is like
he sounds
oh,
like
man.
He's trying to be a ghost, like a boogeyman in the closet.
Donnie, I never got your 2 cents on that. What did you make of this soundbite?
I was half expecting the Curb Your Enthusiasm music to play. It was so awkward, Aditi.
You know what I couldn't help but think of when he did that and everybody laughed at him? All the people that laughed at Dan Campbell a few years ago,
the
too.
Kneecap.
How about Nick Sirianni's introductory
kneecap.
Press conference?
Sirianni got laughed at,
Sirianni's
too,
press conference was a disaster. And look at him now.
Yeah.
Hey, Aditi, I have one other broad-based question about the Steelers. It starts with quarterbacks, but it is just a general one. They get talked about as being connected to potentially all these older veterans, guys who are accomplished but nearing the end of their careers. Rodgers, Stafford, other players.
Yeah,
they had Wilson. And one of the auspices under which I think most people connect them to those players is, well, the Steelers internally feel they are much closer to being a contender with what they have on hand other than quarterback than people on the outside do. You see a lot of teams. You cover the entire league. How close do you think they are when you're thinking about the way their roster's constructed versus teams that actually are contending?
I don't think that they are right on the cusp. I don't think that they're one quarterback away. But then again,
if they got Stafford,
there
I would
are
feel
those
like they're
magic
close.
Bullets. I mean, there are guys like a Jaden Daniels that can elevate everybody around them. I do, and I am on the record having told you that I think that there are some sort of, I hate to call them institutional, but there are some significant flaws that need to be addressed in some way.
Why do you hate to tell us that they're institutional? We're the kings of calling
them
institutionally flawed.
Oh, I want to hear your Aaron Rodgers thought. Keep going.
No, yeah. So yesterday I said this on CBS. You know, we had Aaron Rodgers several times this year, and it's very clear to me in what Aaron Rodgers said to us. You know, at one point he said that when he's done, he's going to Kaiser Soze. He's going to disappear. He has no desire to live off of his success of the game. He doesn't want to be on TV. He doesn't want to have any sort of high profile.
It's four Aaron nights Rodgers of has, complete darkness.
He's going to do that more than 4 days.
He's going to look for the ideal situation, and his appetite for being
a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
He's going to talk to Joe about his next situation.
You got any more in the chamber?
No, that's
there,
it.
Party? Got
I'm
any
sorry,
more stuff?
Aditi, but I just couldn't help myself.
I don't even know why you have me when you've got Aaron Rodgers bites. I mean, let's be honest. No, but again, I think that with him, it was pretty clear that the older he got in his career, the less of an appetite there really was to mentor, because he's got his level of patience for a lack of professionalism has sort of dwindled. And
his lack of patience with other people's professionalism?
I was just going to say, Aditi, that's
pretty
rich considering the source.
I mean, I'm just perplexed by that answer. That's interesting.
No, this idea of, okay, could he go to a team that clearly needs some strong leadership? I don't know that he's
in the mood
to play that role right now.
I got you.
That's what I mean. You know, like, George Pickens needs a leader here.
Yeah.
He needs a guy that's going to hold him to task or tell him, look, you're going to turn into, you know, a one-catch wonder, or you could be a guy that has lasting impact and maybe work your way into the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play. I mean, he had Garrett Wilson.
Yeah,
and there was
a lot of friction.
You know, like,
Garrett Wilson's like the furthest thing from a diva or like problem personality
exactly,
at that position that there is.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is that Aaron Rodgers right now does not have the patience for a situation like this one where you still need a strong sense of leadership where everybody's going to show up and be a professional and give their everything to the greater cause and not be detrimental to the cause at large.
Aditi, thank you for letting us go all access and enjoy the scouting combine.
Well, I'm going to talk to you guys next week, aren't
yes,
I?
Yes, but this is the first I heard about
you
your
have
combine
no more
trip.
Mind, you have no more minefields that you need me to step over?
No. And I
Nothing
know you'd be able
to
do it
because
it
navigate.
Would be like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that movie with Sean Connery where she's
Entrapment.
Thank you. Goodbye, Aditi.
I mean, bye, guys.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.